So yesterday,
Kitty, you took the day off because you had a wild weekend, didn't you?
It was just so wild. It was like I felt like I was 18 again.
She was going to her high school reunion. 20 years since you've been in high school.
Yeah, well, it's a little longer believe. Than that. And my friends and I, a group of us that I've been like getting together with off and on throughout this year, they mm-hmm. weren't even people I really hung out with in high school, but I knew them.
Right.
But now I hang out with them.
Now you're cool enough to be with them?
I don't know. No, we're all, there's 2 out of 6 of them were librarians.
Oh, okay.
Or are librarians. So, I mean, we're all the nerdy types. And so we're, you know, we're sitting at a table and we realize we don't know anybody except us, basically. At the table, like there's some people like, isn't
well,
that
you
so
recognize
and
so? The name? Did people wear name tags or no?
Yeah, but they were mostly. See, I was class of 80, and this was really a class of 79 reunion.
So why'd you go?
Because they invited 78 and 80 to try to get
more people, right?
And you know, it was a pretty good deal because some rich people from Stevens Point were like funding it.
Okay.
So that was a good reason to go. It was only $20, and it included alcohol and food.
That is,
you know, so anyway, we were there. We didn't know anybody. We're just sitting around talking. And one of my friends said to me, you know, you're probably the most famous person from our class. And I said,
is that cool or sad?
I said, that's pretty sad.
It is kind of sad.
You know, I was thinking, I mean, there's some doctors and things like that. But I was like, wow, that's really
sad. Pretty low bar. Yeah.
And then a little later, that same person said, who actually, she lives here.
Uh-huh.
She said, what station are you on again? And then the other
Perfect.
Ladies were like, yeah, and she's the most famous person.